From JMI Wealth, Wednesday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Jobs data, we lost a lot, got a few back. Is that it in a nutshell?
Yeah, jobs. Yep, it's building up to be one of the main battlegrounds of the upcoming election, is it? 52 days to go, Mike. 52 days, virtually on top of it. But does it feel to you like it's only sort of building slowly?
Very slowly. I've said all along, I think by late August, people are going to be switched in. It's a different world and we've got other things to think about.
Yeah, so economy, jobs, migration, they're always the major platforms, aren't they? But given the expectations of the rise in unemployment and potentially that rise in employment picking up as firms roll off the wage subsidy, I think employment will be particularly high profile this time around. Now, it is quite hard to get a handle on what's actually happening, and we do know there's going to be some data collection challenges in the normal employment benchmark. So Stats New Zealand have sort of stepped into the breach a little bit. They're issuing what are termed these employment indicators. We're getting some of these on a weekly basis. Now, yesterday they revealed numbers for the month of June. It's what's called the filled jobs data. And the good news is that we continue to see recovery from the substantial falls that we saw earlier this year as we saw those lockdown measures and border closures, etc. So filled jobs in June were up 2,053. Now, that follows a rise of 14,399 in May. The thing is, according to this series, we lost 35,000 jobs in April when we were in that full lockdown. So, Mike, there's a heap of what we term seasonality in these numbers, and Stats New Zealand point this out. I mean, March is normally very similar to June. These June numbers are about 20,000 shy of March, and it's very difficult to draw concrete conclusions from the numbers at the moment. I mean, clearly the wage subsidy is still in place. If we look at wage earnings for the quarter, they were down 304 million. It's the first time since 1999 that June quarter earnings were weaker than the March quarter. If you sort of look through the numbers, younger people are getting hit the hardest. Yep. But I would say, though, that, and this is speculation at this stage, but these numbers and what banks are seeing through their sort of bank accounts and the credit card data, et cetera, they suggest the unemployment rate may not hit the 10% level that was feared.
Good.
But as I keep saying, Mike, the real issue here is I don't think this whole story will be evident until quite a lot later in the year.
Correct, because September 1 is a big day coming our way. Fiscal cliffs. Talk to me about fiscal cliffs.
Yeah, fiscal cliffs. It's a term starting to bob up everywhere in the media, but what does it mean? Why are we talking about it now? It's basically a financial crisis. I mean, it could be government-led, it could be related to people's personal situations, but it's normally brought about by sudden policy changes or tax increases or perhaps probably a little bit more relevant now, spending cuts. And the reason this, I say, is relevant at the moment is because of the sheer volume of government support that's been extended. It's all over the world. I mean, global fiscal stimulus is pretty much, to use a well overused term, unprecedented. I mean, think about locally with the amount of government borrowing that we're doing here in New Zealand, and that's being pumped into the economy. But what happens when it gets switched off? What happens when the wage subsidy stops, for instance? Now, particularly relevant in the US this week, their economy is grappling with this. So you've got aspects of government assistance over there that are set to finish basically this week, and the Democrats and the Republicans are sort of squaring off to sort of battle this out at the moment for what the next stimulus package is going to be. Now, the Republicans have put forward their first iteration. That's just a very light little $1 trillion that they're suggesting. The Democrats, though, they're sitting on a $3.5 trillion starting point. There's a lot of brinkmanship in play here. As I said, the supplemental unemployment insurance is drying up right now. The lawmakers are about to head off on holiday shortly. Some of the key issues, there's the $600 a week unemployment bonus payment. The Republican plan cuts that to $200. There's suggestions of more helicopter money, sort of direct payments being thrown out there. So it's going to get interesting as the week progresses. Not sure the share market will focus on the outcome at the moment if an agreement isn't reached, but I don't think the uncertainty is going to help.
Numbers, please.
The Dow Jones just a little bit weaker this morning, down 55 points as I look at it, 26,528. The S&P 500 is up 2, or up 3, so barely moved. The NASDAQ 10,501, down 35 as we look at it, about 0.34%. Overnight, 6,129 on the FTSE 100. They were up 24.4%. The Nikkei was down 58, 22,657. Shanghai Composite up 23, 3,227. The ASX ASX 200 yesterday lost 24,602.0, and the NZX 50 barely moved, 11,578 down 7. On the currencies, pretty steady as she goes. The New Zealand dollar, 0.6661 against the US, 0.9293 Aussie, 0.5676 euro, 0.5143 pounds, 69.98 yen. Gold, $1,953.28. And Brent crude, $43.20.
Have a good one, mate. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher and the good guys at jmiwealth.co.nz.